I've got David Mundy here after the big win at Cardinia Park. It is a remarkable victory to come to Geelong and beat the Cats. What was it like out there on the field, especially in the tight, tense last moments?
Yeah, well, we got a few things wrong in that last 5 minutes. So, yeah, it was a bit closer than we would have liked. But it's a big trip for us coming from the other side of the country. And we played pretty well, to be honest. So, yeah, it's a nice feeling.
And you must have been happy with your second and third quarters. The pressure was up. You couldn't hit the scoreboard. But were you happy with the way you were going?
Yeah, I think the second and third quarters were able to play our football for longer periods. I was probably most pleased, I guess, with the first quarter because they got out to a few goals and we're able to kind of just wrestle a bit of momentum back and score a bit on the scoreboard to keep it a bit pretty tight at the quarter time. But yeah, obviously the second and third quarters, we were able to push ahead.
You would have been expecting a lot of intent coming from Geelong, and obviously they produced that in the first quarter. And then in the last quarter, were you expecting them to come back again at you in that last little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. They're a great side and they have been for a long time. So we were fully cognizant, I guess, of them having a real dip in the game, and they got a bit of field position and the crowd got a bit noisy. So yeah, it was pretty tense.
And I guess externally, some are surprised at the rise of Fremantle this year. What was it like internally for you? You've been around footy a long time. What were your feelings as you came into the season?
Yeah, we've been together for 3 years now, essentially, with Justin. And we've spent a lot of time together in hubs over those last 2 years in particular. So the group's been growing, and certainly we've been able to more consistently apply our game plan on game day, which has been great.
And Blake Akers, last week he produced a goal of the round nominee. Today he roasts one from 55 metres out. Do you think he's just going for goal of the year?
Yeah, Blake's had a terrific start to the year, and they're the cherry on top of his game at the moment. He's the physical pressure he's putting on the opposition, and we know what a great runner he is on the outside for us, so he's having a great year.
And it's a really big win today. How does this set you up for the next block of matches?
Well, I guess we just tick this box and move on. We've got a different kind of challenge next week, and we'll focus on that after we've celebrated this win and re-gear for North Melbourne next Friday night.
Fantastic. Thanks, David. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.